So read this. This is Creative Control. Mm-hmm. Two individuals taking you through our journey as creativepreneurs, giving you insight and sharing our experiences. Boom. Come on. I do this. Wordplay. Ah.
That's the start.
Yeah, that's something we can always say.
I thought organically you would just start up with something. But...
Well, no, that you still need some kind of formal introduction, but I would say
so.
I do it the first go around.
What? Read it with me.
This is Creative Control. Two individuals taking you through our journey as creativepreneurs,
giving you insight
and sharing our experiences. It's simple. It's pretty much all. It covers everything.
It does. Yeah. I agree. Am I starting off?
Yep. 3, 2, 1.
All right. We're good.
We're good. We're here.
Yes, sir.
You have your child of the new year. I have mine.
Yeah, who's your child for the new year?
His name is Buddy. He's not really new.
Buddy's been around since 2018, 2017, right?
Yeah, he's been around for a minute.
Okay, well, first and foremost, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're in the new year. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to everybody.
Woo!
This is it.
You enjoy your new year so far?
It's been a different development, man. It's been a different development, I'll tell you that much.
Cool. For the record, if anybody hears any screaming babies in the background, no babies were harmed in the recording of this podcast. It's just my 2-month-year-old.
Yeah.
I said 2-month-year-old, 2-month-old, newborn.
Mike got a new baby.
Yeah. Sanai is here in the world.
He over here on dad duty.
Pretty much.
Oh, man. Let's start this up. What's the topic of the month, man? What's been going on that you want to contribute to Creative Control?
Let's talk about some of the things that people can expect for the new year. We can always do a brief little recap.
Okay.
For what's happened, what we discussed last year, for those that are just tuning in for the very first time. And then we can move forward into what some of these resolutions are. New year, new me, blah, 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 blah.
I was going to say, I have a new topic of the year, man. I have a new topic of the year I'm dropping in this podcast.
Okay. Well, before we get into that, let's do a brief recap. Last year, we dropped Creative Control. Basically, what the podcast is about is our journey as two creatives giving insight, tips and tricks, testimonies, and our journey, and our creative journeys, respectfully.
Yeah.
Been a lot of experimentation going on with the podcast. It's very informal, very down to earth, very relaxed. What did we talk about last year?
Man, we talked about finances, how as entrepreneurs, finances truly work, and also how we can be, you know, I guess you can say bamboozled or bargained with and as entrepreneurs to try to lower our prices and sometimes not even get paid. We touched on what drives us, why we're entrepreneurs, what we try to pursue, and the steps we take in pursuit of our goals and those things as entrepreneurs and dream chasers, man. Dream chasers.
That's what it's about. That's exactly what it's about, chasing your dreams. That sounds like a separate podcast in bed. Oh, look, we got a co-host tonight. So a guest on the show, Sanai. Say hey.
Oh, my niece is on the show. Welcome.
Yeah, she's on the show.
Your first debut to entertainment.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, hopefully she follows in her father's footsteps when she gets older and, you know, mixes her own little thing.
If she has the Fakir genetics, it's entertainment is within us. Art.
That's true.
It's the culture.
That's true. Creativity just flows through our genes.
Yeah, man. So she'll get there.
She will. So, yeah, no, that's pretty much a recap of last year. So let's talk about some things that people can expect from us this year. I guess I can start.
Yeah, go.
You want me to kick it off?
Yeah, go with your end. You're the oldest.
Thank you. Well, the first thing is I'm considering doing a lot, not even considering, I'm restructuring the entire revenue model and infrastructure of Six Wolves, really nailing what it is that I'm doing as a brand and as a creative specialist. So clients can expect my brand to shift from freelancing, not saying that I was freelancing before, but freelancing into shifting into a little bit more of a stable business model. My goal is to start recruiting retainers. You know, Six Wolves' whole premise is centered around working together, creating together, bringing the clientele into the creative process, growing together. As my clientele grows, as their businesses grow, Six Wolves should be growing, and they're always going to need visuals, you're always going to need marketing campaigns. So I found a business model that actually works and I think is going to facilitate that growth that I'm looking for. Some other goals I'm looking forward to is actually getting into Art Basel. Quick announcement, I will be vending and participating in the Bill Street Art Crawl this year. So, all my fault.
Yeah, I know. Like a cheer audio right there. Like
yeah, we need a sound bite.
I don't know, like, the technical terms of it, but definitely put in some, like, oh my God, Mike got the.
Woo! Yeah, we could just, well, you know what we could do when Snai gets older? We can just create sound bites off of her.
You know what? And then, and what we're going to put in there after that is, that wasn't really quick.
Right.
No. But congrats, man. That's awesome. You worked hard for it, bro.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm taking that word out of my vocabulary. I'm working on, which I guess could be synonymous with trying. I'm working on upping the exposure in the art industry. You know, I studied art for the first couple of years when I started my college career. Mm-hmm. And my goal ever since then has always been about monetizing my creativity, which is what brought me Six Wolves. So anyway, say all that to say, I want to get into Art Basel this year. Every December, Art Basel comes around in Miami. I actually want to participate, even if I was in there on the smallest scale. I want to get my work in there just to experience it. I've been to Art Basel before, and it's a dope experience. Matter of fact, Chris, if you're not doing anything, man, I'm already trying to get a whole group of people to just, let's just go. And then last but not least, the final goal is traveling. Personally, just traveling a little bit more. I'd love to travel more. So.
Okay. 2019 looking hot for you, boy.
Yeah, man. Not new year, new me. New year, shit. Better me.
Nah, that sounds like new year, new shit.
Pretty much.
Not like new, but just more so, you know, with the whole direction of your company, you know, you wanting to put in a prosperous state and revitalizing it every year. It's some people go, oh my God, you know, you don't have to touch, don't fix what's not broken. But, you know, sometimes adapting and growing to our society and to the economics and just even as a person is beneficial. So.
Right.
Good shit.
Agreed. What you got?
Honestly, for me, I haven't really put too much effort into figuring out what I'm doing for the whole new year just yet, because being in this new location, it's hard, you know, to say I can plant my feet and go, because I don't have true roots yet. So I think my plans for, I'd say this year, is just to take things on a month-to-month basis and give myself at least a set time frame. So I'm giving myself like 6 months to establish that root and foundation to then go into my company and figure out the direction from there. So
yeah, well, let's dream big. I mean, we've got time.
I mean,
we've got time. Let's try to.
I got things in the works. I just can't necessarily put it out there because it's not 100% just yet. And
gotcha.
Since we're going on a public platform, I can't have their ears listening to these kind of conversations.
Understandable. So, I understand completely. You want to do and say less.
Exactly.
Do more, say less.
All day. Make moves.
And honestly, I think that's a good way to take it. I was reading something a long time ago, some kind of quote, something on social media. And they were saying that the problem as to why people don't accomplish their goals is because they're too busy talking about their goals. Like, say it to yourself what it is that you want to do and then just do it and talk about it when it's done.
Right. Yeah, and that's kind of the direction I'm going. Last year, man, it was kind of a disappointment because one of my goals was, I don't really see it as like a heartfelt disappointment to where it's like, oh my God, I can't accomplish it, but more the disappointment of, dang, I didn't accomplish it the way I wanted to get there. So I'm gonna have to take that and put that into this year and brush up on it. But I'm thankful because I wasn't ready. So now I'm ready.
Yeah.
And one of the things I'm gonna do, and I can say this, is I'm gonna truly release an episodic web series under KFQ TV, my own content. I'm gonna try to do it, man, consistently. 6 episodes.
No, you're not gonna try. You're gonna do it.
Oh yeah. Okay. We're taking that out. We're retracting that for my vernacular. Yeah.
You're gonna do it.
I'm gonna put.
If
I'm
you thought about it and you're committed,
I know I can do it.
Exactly. That trying stuff is out the window.
It is. It's for the birds.
Yeah. Trying to me sounds like you're going to, there's a possibility of failure.
And you're absolutely right, because that in your mind, you're giving yourself that probability of a 50-50 chance. But no, man, that's my thing for 2019. I feel every year that should be something for somebody. It doesn't have to be a specific number or an important year to you to just go out and do what you really want to do in regards to whatever's in your heart. Whether it be bagging a chick, getting married, you know, shouts out to the people who are getting married this year. A couple of my friends, I saw that they got engaged and married, and big ups to them because that's what they want.
Yeah. So 2019 is the year to really go after what it is that you want.
Yeah, man.
That's what it sounds like.
It that's the trend that's going on. So that's the wave that people are riding. That's that positive energy that I
is it a wave though? Should it be seen as a trend, or should it just be something that people do automatically?
I mean, it's slowly been building up to this, and you could tell, like, a lot of people been talking about paying it forward for the longest time. You and I can go way back to the 2000s, but you know, that whole mindset of trying to pay it forward, it's finally reached its peak, and a lot of people aren't seeing it as the tangible side of paying it forward, but more so the psychological, like, let me put that message out there, let me put that law of attraction positive message out there to attract, you know, similar minds. And we in our millennial society and other generations, we've taken it and turned it into a trend, and be that as it may, it works, you know, regardless of what we call it, the connotations that go along with it, it works.
Yeah. Agreed. I feel that.
I'm ready for this, man. I've been stacking these gems.
Yeah, you've been in a notebook, it sounds like. You know what? That's something else I need to add to my list. Like, I have a yearning to write. Every Wednesday, you know, is hunt day for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when I first started hunt day last year, I was doing video recording. That's because I had a lot on my heart to say. But now I'm transitioning into wanting to write a little bit more. I'm gonna get back into writing.
It definitely helps articulate.
It does. And then it's something that I could honestly build video content around. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's kind of where I'm progressing. Moments, man, where I might be feeling emotional and a song might be playing in my head. I'll take that song and I'll write down that emotion. And then from there, I'll kind of break it down into a construct that I feel flows with the art.
Word. Well, you talking about doing spoken word over there. I'm simply talking about
addressing some of these. You could do a visual side of it too, you know?
You could, yeah.
You could write out feeling depressed, and then next you know it, from depressed, you come up with this conceptual idea, and then it just trickles down. And
it just goes from there.
It's that creative control that you have. You like what I did there?
It is. Yeah, I see what you did there.
16 ain't enough, Mike.
Ooh, I got you. Ah, that's what that text message meant. You see, that's why I kept sending you the hand emoji, like, what?
Yeah.
I do like the song.
When 16 ain't enough.
I need to think faster this year for certain.
Hey, Santos. That's another thing about this place. Gotta stay in
touch. I guess. Gotcha. So for 2019, what are some of the things that the viewers can expect from Creative Control? We got to do it bigger than what we did last year, of course.
Honestly, I want to touch on something that I feel like podcasts kind of lack.
What's that?
And that's a little bit of like engagement, you know, opening up to like a recording to one specific fan of the audience and getting their feedback and not necessarily doing a radio podcast. But just a special person who wants to, you know, announce like the accomplishments they made, and then they're a fan of the podcast. So I feel like if we open that dialogue up, it'd be something different.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. I definitely want to get more people speaking on the show this year. I've been talking to a lot of creatives, a lot of people with similar mindsets who are trying to really get some things done, make some real moves out here, make some real changes in our communities, and I think they need a platform to be seen, to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nowadays everything's about starting a dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we get some of those people on this platform, you know, and let's get these let's get these conversations going. I was talking to my girlfriend's sister a couple of days ago, and I was telling her, you know, the climate in which business is handled has changed. The climate for chasing your dreams has completely changed. We have access to everything. You know, before you didn't have the internet to answer questions like, how do I start a t-shirt business? Now we can literally type that in Google and get all the information necessary. We can learn how the presses work. We can learn the different processes. We can order the ink. We have access to these warehouses. Like, nothing is off limits anymore. Ignorance is on you. It's your fault if you're ignorant on how to maneuver in this climate, this entrepreneurial climate that we've created. And social media is only a platform for free marketing, you know?
Yep.
So you don't have to worry about paying for ad spots and radio spots. I mean, you can, and it helps, but these platforms are at our disposal now. And I think a lot of our generation is becoming hip to it. And my point here is there should be no excuse moving forward, you know, for creatives. Like, there's no excuse now. If you want to do something, then you need to do it, point blank period. And if you're not doing it, you need to analyze why you're not doing it, you know, because everything is available to us for free.
Mm-hmm. No, you hit the head on the nail, man. You hit the nail on the head. That's what I meant to say.
You
hit the nail on the head with that. And I felt like you were watching that Kodak Black Breakfast Club 105.1 interview.
Oh, no. Actually, I got tired of his voice. I started listening to it, but I got tired of his voice.
You need to hear it all the way through, man. He kind of dropped some gems. Kodak on point right now. Especially with being more conscious and the ignorance. He was necessarily saying that. And just to summarize your words, the comfort zone, you know, we fall into that comfort zone and we neglect certain things, which gives us ignorance. And if we don't necessarily want to take that action to develop consciousness for it, then we're not going to be able to put anything out there. And I hear a lot of creators going, oh, you know, I don't have this, I don't have this. Well, if you keep telling yourself what you don't have, then
you won't have it.
Yeah, you're not going to make anything.
Right. No, that's my number one rule right there. I'm not going to tell myself what I lack. I'm just going to get the... My personal goal for 2019 is becoming more resourceful, maximizing opportunity, you know, utilizing all my resources to its fullest. So I'm trying to eliminate excuses this year. Not trying. I'm eliminating excuses this year. Personal challenge for everybody listening. For every time that you say try, you should drop a quarter in the try jar.
Ooh. I like that. I need that because laundry here.
Right.
Yo. I gotta do that. No, I'm gonna do that now. Bro, I spent $20 on laundry. Can you believe that?
That's ridiculous.
Outrageous.
That is ridiculous. But yeah, man. So we got some exciting things coming up this new year.
We do. And I'm kind of excited to hear and to see these things actually be produced, because I just know with the movement that we, you and I, gravitate towards, it brings this fire, man. It's like feeling the sun rays hit you, but with a nice cold breeze from the weather.
What?
Yo, okay, we're gonna edit this part out.
I might just leave it in there.
I know.
I may just leave that in there.
Yo, I got caught up on the picture of it, but basically what I'm saying is that feeling that when the sun hits you and you're outside and you have a nice cold breeze that just swings through and you feel that balance of warmth but also cold. You know, I feel that that's what this new year is giving people, is that energy, that feeling. And I'm excited for it, man. I'm, you know me, I'm optimistic about stuff like that.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah, if there's something that you want to do, my suggestion and recommendation to everybody for the new year, just do it. Just do it.
Yeah. What are you, Nike, right now?
I kind of feel like Nike should cut me a check for... Oh,
my God. Don't mean to interrupt. Have you seen that Shia LaBeouf video?
No, I haven't yet.
Type in on YouTube, Shia LaBeouf, and you'll know it when you see it, man.
Okay, I'll check it out. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Of course I have. The Just Do It.
No. This is something totally different.
Oh, this is something different?
Yeah, it's not him spazzing. It's someone decided to make a song that Shia LaBeouf's a murderer.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, I gotta check that out. That sounds crazy.
Hold on, I think I could put it on for you right now. It only takes like a minute. It's the shortest song, but it's so funny, man. Let me see. I'm gonna pull it up for you. Anyway, on that note, what I wanted to tell you was the new perspective that I have for the year is... Oh, dang, man, I forgot it, actually. Hold on. I gotta go back and...
The new perspective for the year or the Shia?
No, the new perspective for the year. What I was telling you before?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember, man. Hold on.
Well, it must not be all that relevant.
It was, it was something huge, actually. That's the
shots fired.
Yeah, that's how you feel.
That's how I'm feeling.
All right. Actual Cannibal Shia LaBeouf is what it's called.
Actual Cannibal Shia LaBeouf?
Yes, Actual Cannibal Shia LaBeouf.
And it's a song?
Yes, I'm playing it for you right now.
Okay.
Tell me if you can hear
it. I hear it. He's following you about 30 feet back. He gets down on all fours and breaks into a sprint. He's gaining on you, Shia LaBeouf. You're looking for your car, but you're all turned around. He's almost upon you now, and you can see there's blood on his face. My God, there's blood everywhere. Running for your life, Shia LaBeouf. He's brandishing a knife. What?
I'm telling you, man. Alright, I'm not gonna let this play the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to check that out.
Let me tell you, like, it's the wackiest cartoon. You know, the graphics are just something simple, but the concept is great, man. It's hilarious. And the music is kind of catchy. It's like someone decided just to take their creativity and put it out there. And yeah. That's kind of what this podcast episode is about, man. Just putting your creativity out there.
Yeah, that's it, man. That's about it. That's the name of the game right now. You got an idea? Put it out there. Because what do you have to lose? Honestly.
Is that the intro? Because you haven't done the intro yet.
The intro?
Yeah, you haven't done the intro, man. You know, this is Creative Control. Too creative.
I feel like I kind of did a janky version of the intro. Yeah.
Just keeping you up on game, you know.
Yeah. Well, all right. That'll conclude the first episode of the new year.
Oh yeah.
Per usual.
Yeah, man.
We'll carry on. We'll keep the tradition going.
Do we call this season two or is this season one still?
No, this is still. We're still in season one.
Season one, Creative Control. Still in season. New 2019 episode.
Yeah,
it's a wrap. Go out and create. Nothing hold you back. Do not say try. Just do. Effort.
That's
all it takes.
Look at Nike. Google them.
Yeah, man. Like, you know, the sad part about it is, and I'll just close this out, is people get caught up on others looking and talking about what, you know, what their message or their art is. But at the end of the day, if you're an artist, the true concept of art is just appreciating and empathizing and sympathizing and seeing the vision of another artist and allowing them to be there themselves through their art.
Yeah.
That's it.
That was very profound of you.
I'm in my poetic mode. I'm going to go write.
Go for it. So, per usual, you know, nothing's changed. New year. Same tradition. Let's leave them with a question.
Yeah. One goal you look to accomplish for 2019. Just one. Doesn't have to be major. Doesn't have to be huge. Just one goal. Leave it in the comments below. Let us know what you truly think and about this and also about your goal.
Yeah. So what is your one goal that you want to accomplish in 2019? We mentioned leave your comments. You can find this on multiple quotations, all caps, multiple podcast platforms. We're on iTunes. We're on Spotify. We're on Anchor. We'll be on Facebook. We're on SoundCloud. The list goes on.
I'm going to get the video back and running for those who like visuals. I'm going to try to get the video back and running.
I found that very difficult on my end. So, you know, if you can facilitate that, then you got it.
I'm going to work on it. That's my goal.
Gotcha. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. We hope everybody had a safe holiday.
It is raining in California for the, I don't know, umpteenth time that I've been here.
I live in Florida. You really expect any sympathy from me?
Hold on. Let me help you imagine this, though. Before I came here, people would tell me that there was never a time it rained. And then I came, and it got cold, and it started raining. So you know what that tells me? I'm the weatherman, baby. Check out.
That's what that means?
That's what I've placed in my mind, man.
I got you.
Oh, my God. All right. I'm out.
All right. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you guys.
All right. Share. Let us know what you think.
He's knocking on your window, Shia LaBeouf.
And apparently, check out this. What is it, Chris?
Actual cannibal, Shia LaBeouf.
Okay.
Actual cannibal.
Sounds very weird. Sounds very kooky. So if you're into that kind of thing, check it out.
It's just humor.
Yeah, I know. All right, Chris, thanks again as usual, man.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for allowing me, sir.
All right. We'll see you guys next time.
He's not going to let me know, Shia LaBeouf.
Wait, question. Was that the season finale?